Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for us to align ourselves with the highest and the biggest and the brightest version of ourselves. Now, today we're going to be talking about if you're manifesting in a depressed matrix. But before we get started, right before I meditated and chimed in to the vibrational connection, which allows me to be a creator in my reality and will allow me to help guide you into that matrix, my assistant had messaged me about all these messages that she's getting from all of you. So, as you know, I have a course called From Doubt to Dollars, a 21-day blueprint to manifesting money. It's a digital course that you can pay in two payments of $44. And every single day you get a video, you get a quiz, you get an exercise. Well, my assistant messages me and she's like, Michelle, look at all these people. They're manifesting money. One person, she was like, oh my God, I just manifested $5. I'm so excited. I was like, cool, awesome. The flow is opening. Then the next one, 700. Then the next one, 2100. Then the next one, $3,000 in the first 7 days of my 21-day course From Doubt to Dollars. And yes, we are going to talk about manifesting in the version of yourself that's in a depressed matrix and what we can do to elevate that vibration and understanding exactly what that frequency in the quantum field is about. But I wanted to touch base for 10 seconds while I got you here to tell you that if you haven't signed up for From Doubt to Dollars, a 21-day blueprint to manifesting money, you need to do this. You need to sign up. Every single day, we are getting emails after emails after emails, and it's $88.80, and you can break it down into two payments. Okay, my friends, I love you. You know, I'm always in the flow, so let's get into it. I was just so excited right before I came on. I finished my meditation and I was about to put my microphone on and I saw I had a missed message from her. And she was like, we've got more people messaging. I'm like, yes. My intention is that with every dollar you spend with me, you get it back times 10. All right. So listen, there are so many of us that are operating in this lower consciousness field, quantum field. And it's, oh my gosh, it's 222 right now. Wow. Okay, angels. Hello. So if you're vibrating below consciousness, and according to the Hawkins scale of consciousness, individuals who are vibrating below love and above. So 500 is love. If you're vibrating below love and above, then you are impacting everything in the world just as much as people who are vibrating higher, but you are part of the collective consciousness, the mapping of the lower vibrational reality. And more and more and more these days, when I get on my 1 hour calls or my half hour calls or my 90 minute calls into my coaching sessions, people who are doing my live courses, I hear it over and over again. I'm just not enough. I just don't know where I went wrong. I know I have it in me, but I just can't get there. I just don't know what's happening to me. I don't understand why I'm not manifesting. I don't understand what it is about me that won't allow me to have the good things that I want. And you see, the anchor in your heart is not broken. The light in you is not dimmed. You are just in a manifesting matrix cycle where the inner child in you is not safe, where the inner child in you is not healing, where the inner child, the divine feminine and the divine masculine, is intensely set on reproducing exactly where it is. And you see, no matter how you feel about yourself, if you are not healing that inner child, then in the collective consciousness, our souls are dimmed. And the dark, dark people, energies who are populating the planet, making us feel less, making us feel unworthy, they are in the map of consciousness at the lowest level. In the quantum field, they're at the lowest level, all right? But when you are living in a higher vibrational reality and your imagination is flowing, your creativity is flowing, you're thinking of another great idea and another great idea, the universe will chase after you with the money, with the people, with the situations, with the love, with the opportunities that you desire most. And one of the things to be aware of is that at any point in time, just like you crawled into that hole, you can crawl out. Now, do you manifest when you're depressed? Absolutely. You're manifesting all the time, whether you are aware of it or not. Okay? And one of the things that you have to do is stop watching the news. If you're on social media and you're seeing things about that are depressing you, suffering in the world, famine, lack of money, if that's your reality, you're not tuning into the solutions, you're tuning into the problem. You're not going to create a better future if you're still connected to all that pain and suffering, are you, my friends? And in a manifested reality where frequency is your financial vibration, that's your currency, you have to start taking back control of your energy. Your energy has been hijacked. Your energy has been hijacked and it is disrupting all of the manifestations that want to come your way. The universe wants you to be happy. Okay. Right now, you are just vibrational points away from the reality that you really desire most. The experience that you're having right now of this negative reality was supposed to be a short-term lesson, and you have hooked into it and agreed that it is a lifelong assignment. You're not incarcerated into that matrix. You can break free from it anytime you want. And you're so close. You're so close. You don't even realize it, but you got to move that needle up the emotional scale and into vibrational alignment. And as you do that, and as you move that needle, you will see your life change. You will see the universe chasing you. Now, what are some of the things that I hear most often? Most times I hear people talking about how they didn't feel wanted in their family, how they didn't feel connected in their upbringing. I get that. How they've been toiling and suffering in poverty for most of their reality. How everyone they know is exactly like them, and that they're all in this vortex of negativity. Maybe you believe that you don't have what it takes to survive this life. Maybe you feel that you're unwanted or that your value is low. Maybe you feel like you deserve to be punished, that there's not enough, and that you're not good enough. Maybe it's that you're in debt and you feel like, well, you're never going to have that house or that car or that dream reality. Maybe you think you're unlovable or undeserving. Maybe you don't think that you're smart enough. Maybe you think, well, I failed at this life. Fuck it. Maybe the next one will be better. Maybe you believe that you are less than the creator. It's easy to feel like we are not enough. There are so many guides in this world to teach you that you're not enough. You don't have the abilities. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not young enough. You lack the education. You don't have the focus. You don't have the drive. You don't have the energy. You don't have the inspiration. Maybe you were neglected by your family. Maybe you're neglected in the relationships you have now with your children or your significant other. Maybe you feel ashamed of who you are. Maybe you just feel fucking helpless. Maybe you believe that the government is against you. Maybe you believe that being wealthy will draw unnecessary attention to you and your family. Maybe you believe it's evil to be successful. Maybe you believe that if you focus on yourself, that you're being selfish and self-centered. I want you to understand that no matter where you are coming from and how you are feeling, you are closer to your vibrational abundance than you ever understood. We are all surrounded by a team of angelic light angels, and this divine awareness to your connection with that guidance is evident because you have found this podcast. They want you out. They want you moving in a new vibration. They want you manifesting your divine abundance. You have a right to this. And you have been taught that you do not. And when you become aware of the energy and the patterns and the thoughts and the behavior that is attributing to your depressed matrix, you start to unravel them. And by understanding the root causes, maybe they were one of the ones I listed, maybe they aren't. From the spiritual perspective, you can consciously choose to transcend them. Every time you think, I'm not enough, this won't work out, ask the opposite question. Why am I enough? Why is everything working out for me? When you go down the rabbit hole and you say to yourself, it's never going to get better because I'm a piece of shit. What's the opposite of that? Why is it always getting it better? Why am I so amazing? Our brain does not know the difference between good or bad or happy or sad. It's simply an operating system. And the more and more we code that system to the frequency, the vibrational frequency, to live and be alive on Earth, the teaching planet, in the depressed matrix, the deeper and deeper you go. It's like the people who are happy get happier and happier and happier. And the people who are sad get sadder and sadder and sadder, and like attracts like. And you're here to break out of that matrix, and I want to help you. I believe that all of us can get the universe to say yes every single time. And it doesn't happen in this immediate timeline continuum that you're thinking of, because we are infinite beings and time knows no time. Infinity means that it comes back again and again and again and again. It means that you're in a loop, a time loop. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is a godfather. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. No, that's not what you're living in. All you are living in is this motherfucking moment. So how are you going to create in it? Okay. We're going to acknowledge that these things are happening and you're a creator all at the same time. All at the same time. In case you haven't heard it. In case you don't know it. In case you aren't in alignment with it, you are known throughout the cosmos. They know you. They are watching you. They are waiting for you to activate in the higher frequency reality. The collective consciousness wants us to be awakened. And we had to experience those things that looked like hell on earth in order to be reborn and resurrected into the highest vibrational reality. One of the things I love working with is crystals. Harnessing the power of crystals along with the moon's energy is very, very direct and powerful way to clarify your intentions and set your spiritual goals. You want to work with them and program them for specific intentions and work with them according to the certain moon cycles that are happening right now. Right now, you're in a moon phase. It doesn't have to be a full moon. It doesn't have to be a new moon. Every single moon has a phase. So whatever day of the week it is, you could literally go onto the internet and search what moon phase is today, blah, 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 date, year. And then put in best things to do with working with the moon in a blank moon. Maybe it's a releasing moon. Maybe it's an attracting moon. Maybe it's a manifesting phase. Maybe it's a love phase. And then you would work with that crystal by setting the intention, meaning you're going to put it in your hands. You're going to visualize the power, the energy that the divine used to create that crystal and program it with an intention. I have crystals on me all the time. I have crystals all over my house. I have crystals in my car. Even in the Bible, they talk about putting crystals on the shields of the warriors to defend them against the dark. There's crystals in everything you use and do. Don't get fooled. Don't get fooled into the matrix where you are not set up to succeed, where you are not set up to have these wonderful things. You are not intended to be everybody's cup of tea. You are not intended to be everybody's favorite. The only person that it matters already loves you, already knows you, already sees you. And you amplify that crystal, that practice, to bring those manifested desires into your alignment. Using this aligns your spiritual energy with the desired outcome. The percentage of people who understand all the spiritual tools that were given to us on this planet is so small. I want you to raise the collective consciousness and get out of this depression matrix. I want you to see yourself the way that the divine light that created you sees you. You didn't come here to learn the lesson for the whole fucking life. You came here to learn the lesson and then manifest your desires. You came here to see the light and then move into it. You came here to understand that you are a worthy being of divine energy, and you are. But when is the spiritual shift going to happen? When are you going to embrace your divine abundance and accept that you are here to create a reality in which you are both the prisoner and the guard? You have the key right there with you. We're so free, we choose incarceration. Now, I understand that cultivating a positive and spiritual aligned mindset isn't just boom, boom, thank you, ma'am. Can't go buy it on Amazon. Nope. It's not for sale. You can't go into someone's bed and find it there. It's not at the bottom of the bottle or the bottom of the bag. Not going to roll it up and smoke it either. It's about understanding that if you created a world in which you cannot get out of bed for, you can create a world that you never want to get in bed because of. And I suffered in this reality for most of my life because I couldn't get rid of the traumatic experiences in my childhood. Remembering the last moment I touched my mother before they cremated her body. Seeing her in that white linen, with all of her beautiful long brown hair gone from cancer. Going to the orphanage. Remembering the first time I was beaten up. First time I was sexually assaulted. First time I was emotionally, verbally, spiritually attacked. Miscarriage after miscarriage, marrying a person that I was only a vibrational match to because I was in that state. To the point where my whole life got away from me. And episode 2, hitting rock bottom, trying to unalive myself. But crawling out from the muck and the mire was part of it. How could I be on the other side of the microphone helping you understand what is your intention for coming to Earth, the teaching planet? It's to release those limiting beliefs and embrace the powerful thoughts that resonate within your spiritual essence. Listening to another episode and another episode until you make that call and say, enough is enough, and I'm going to work with Michelle. Enough is enough. I'm investing in myself. Enough is enough. Every dollar that I spend will come back to me times 10. And getting in line with what is most valued for your earthbound experience. This is a teaching experience. So maybe you write everything out, write everything negative about your fucking life. And on the other side of the page, write a positive, affirming, ask-formation about it. Allowing the divine energy to help you. Let's say on one side, I'm helpless. On the other side, I'm the strongest I've ever been. I'm too old on the other side. My knowledge and wisdom gives me powers that others don't have. I don't have enough time on the other side. Time is an illusion. Stop lying to yourself. Depriving yourself of what you need and want is not what you came here to learn. You came here to release that version of you, to empower the highest version of you, my love. Every day I see it. I see people getting more and more and more into the depressed matrix. And I just want to shake them. I want to say on the other side of this fucking dark cloud is the rainbow. What does Dolly Parton say? You got to get through a little rain to see the rainbow. Yeah. And what are you in right now? Are you in the dark side? Are you in the firestorm? Are you in the hurricane? Well, your angels and your guides want you to start working with affirmations. They want you to start working with angels. They want you to ask those angels to come in and say, thank you for solving this for me. You can every single day when you start to think about something that is absolutely motherfucking awful. My son died yesterday. My father is riddled with cancer. My dog is about to die. My cat has leukemia. I want you to then acknowledge that there is a divine presence around you, knowing that nothing ever dies and that their chapters may be coming to an end, but there is no separation between energy and light. Therefore, you can simply say, thank you for resolving this for me. Thank you for resolving this for me. Knowing that you are giving them permission to take over this part that you don't get. I didn't get it. Fuck. I would just sit there and look out the window and I would, at my old office, and I would see all the cars on the freeway and I would think, what do they know that I don't know? And then I would go someplace and see people laughing and joking around and smiling and happy. And I'm like, what the fuck are they on? Don't they know that life sucks? Don't they know that the world is ending? Don't they know how sad I am? How the fuck can they be happy when I'm so depressed? But that chapter, that season, it is only temporary. And when you shift your perception and you work with these divine angels and light energy and listen to my podcast one after another, you will start to shift into a new reality. It's proven. Every single day I get messages after messages. I get TikToks made. I get Instagram reels made. I get all kinds of different things happening where people just reach out. Michelle, I love what you're doing. Please don't stop. Michelle, you changed my life. Go to my website, read review after review after review. After coaching with you one-on-one, my life changed. Now, how could I be an inspiration, a resource, a light in this world if I didn't know the fucking darkness? How? If I was just walking around like a fucking Smurf. La, 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 la. Everything is great. I had to go through it and so do you. But then that means that you are now consciously aware that on the other side is all of this other things. And to embody the divine inspiration that it took for you to come into this earth body means that you are now going to whisper to your angels. You're going to follow the nudges of the universe and take inspired action towards your goals. You're going to trust in the divine timing and synchronicities that unfold along your path. As you navigate the matrix, you are going to reshape it. As you navigate in this world, you are moving in a higher vibrational reality. The fact that you are experiencing it at all means that there is another side to the equation. How would I know? Except that I lived it. Except that I see it all the time on the fucking calls, on my coaching clients, in my group classes, even people who are taking the digital class right now, Doubt to Dollars. People are manifesting money, manifesting money, manifesting money, manifesting money. They took some sort of action forward. They knew that they were being guided by the universe. And you have to engage in some sacred self-care and energy alchemy. You have to embrace sacred self-care practices to raise your vibration and manage your energy. A, fucking crystals. Angelic energy. Your chakra system. Tapping. Using the lunar cycles. You're cleansing that low vibrational energy to activate the aura in order for you to raise your frequency. Now, my number one is meditation. Why? Because there's science behind it. And I was the biggest skeptic that ever lived. I had to die to live. Now I engage in practices and rituals and healing techniques to restore my balance, restore and balance and harmonize my spiritual being every single day. I kneel before I stand because I am in awe of the miracles that are created within my frequency, within my matrix. I'm blown away by people who work with me and where they start and where they end. I'm like, damn. They were just, most of us are just inches away from being free from that matrix. But we just don't know how to get out. And I want you to go get out of that rut, go from rut to vitality and break free from the manifesting reality and create energy in a new reality, in a new field of energy. You are worthy. You are enough. You are known. You are loved. You are blessed. You are abundant. And I want to show you how abundant you are, but I'm going to need a little help from you. Now, I just found out that I need you to write more reviews on Apple iTunes. I just found out that Apple iTunes prioritizes fresh reviews more than anything at all. But let's say that you have a question for me. You have a real question for me. Write a review, ask me in the review, and I will answer it. I will email you and reply based on your review. In order for us to raise the collective consciousness, we have to be givers. You don't have anything to give. Michelle, I can barely pay for my groceries. I can barely pay for this. I can barely pay for that. As you speak it, you are. As you speak it, you are. As you write it, you are. I am what? I am. Say it. I am. Uh-huh. I am. Yeah. I am. Uh-huh. I am. Yeah. What? What'd you say? What did you say? Say it again. I am. I am. Okay. Now with the all of the lowest energy root chakra, angelic forces within you, ancestrally energy. I am. I am. Damn. Yes. And so in this vibrational universe, in the conscious field of consciousness, you are creating in the I am energy. And I hope, and I always pray, that you are aligning yourself to that frequency. And if you don't know where to start, just do something different today that you didn't do yesterday. Just something. Just one thing. Did you stay in bed too long? Just sit outside. Put the blanket on. Go out to the patio and just breathe that fresh air. Leave your fucking phone inside. If it's too cold, go by the window. Look outside. Sit by the fireplace with nothing on but the crackling of the wood. And speak to that divine energy that knows you best. Something as simple as, thank you for helping me with this. Show me how easy it gets. Thank you for helping me with this. Show me how fast it can happen. Thank you for helping me with this. I know it's on its way. And then you have to be somebody who understands that manifesting is the art of allowing. And sometimes that means cutting a motherfucker out of your life. best friend, brother, sister, parents, work, co-workers, exes. I used to have an ex that would message me every year on my birthday, even though we dated in college before I met my husband, my ex-husband. Happy birthday, Michelle. Message me on Facebook. Happy birthday, Michelle. Happy birthday, Michelle. Na, 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 na. And so after I got divorced, I decided to reach out to him, right? Like, that was a really good idea, Lamont. And I was like, hey, do you still live blah, blah, blah? Yep. You want to go grab some coffee? Sure. The second I was around them, I instantly felt worse. Second he walked into Starbucks, I knew it was a mistake. But you know what I did? I went to a fucking concert with him. Because I was in such a low vibrational state of being that I could only attract things into my reality that were low vibrational beings. So I blocked him on everything. When we are living in this depressed matrix, we do not understand who the energy vampires are all the time. So I say cut everybody out but your pets or your children or your spouse. And maybe your spouse is part of the problem. Isolate to heal. Nothing in nature is everlasting. There are seasons for everything. There's a hibernation season, a spring where you're planting the seeds, summer where you're growing, fall where you're nurturing and getting ready to hibernate. And so is this matrix that you're in right now. You will move into a higher vibrational reality if you agree that you want that more than you want anything else. I know that it can be hard. And I know that it can be painful. Fuck. It can be really, really, really bad sometimes. But just because it is in that time period doesn't mean we're going to take it into today. No matter what you do, you can do one thing differently today than you did yesterday and start manifesting your miracles in that higher frequency vibrational place. If you manifested debt, you can manifest abundance. If you manifested poverty, you can manifest prosperity. If you manifested people cheating on you, you can manifest somebody being faithful. It's all the quantum field of collective consciousness. So I beg you, I beg you, I beg you, I beg you. I beg you to consider every single thought and where that thought is leading to next. And no matter what, the person on the other end of this microphone sees you. All I see is your aura. All I see is your light. All I see is the divineness in you. Because you are worthy of those things. No matter what your history is, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how you see yourself. Right now, you can choose something different. And if you don't know where to start, twice a month on Tuesdays, I offer a free 10-minute Zoom to discuss where do we go next. And if you want more of my time, that's fine. I do half-hour sessions and one-hour sessions, even 90-minute sessions. Boom, click, there I am on Zoom. But the best thing is working with me one-on-one. And I have a course that's coming out in January, every January. It's called Alignment Exposed. And I teach you how to get in alignment with your life. I show you how powerful it is to be a creator in this reality. You are worthy of everything you desire. You couldn't have it in your brain, in your aura, in your energy field, if there isn't a way to get it. It doesn't work that way, my love. And no matter what you have learned so far, we will unlearn that and we will write new chapters of your abundance. All right. I didn't realize that we had been talking for so long. I get into my Michelle zone and I forget it. Michelle Juanita Lamont on the mic. Michelle Juanita Lamont on the mic. All right. Having a soft heart in a cruel world is courage, not weakness. Having a soft heart in a cruel world is courage, not weakness. Having a soft heart in a motherfucking cruel world is courage, not weakness. You are brave. You can do big things and you can manifest your miracles, my love. Now, in the softest closing ever, let's say it. And if this is your first time listening, we end each podcast with this call. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything again. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I love you. I love you. I'm blessed to know you. It is a blessing to be a blessing. Please go write a review for me. I am beg you to do that and help the collective consciousness raise that vibration. Let's get those reviews to 500. So Apple iTunes will push this podcast out. And when you write a review, screenshot it and send it to me. And I'm going to send you a special gift. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a fucking gift. How about that? I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's good. Now, it's time for the producers to cue that music. But more importantly, it is time for you to get out there and manifest your miracles. Listen to another episode. Sign up for my newsletter and become a part of the highest collective consciousness on the planet right now. Manifesting Miracles with Michelle Juanita Lamont. I love you. I love you. Go get it. It is yours. Get out of this matrix and into your divine rights. All right, producers, cue that motherfucking music. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.